brought to you by Penguin.
Springtime at Cannon Hall Farm. Written and read by the Nicholson family. To all of our loyal supporters. For me, spring means lighter, warmer days and lots of bloody hard work. Robert Nicholson. Forward. On a freezing cold Friday morning in early January 2021, a chorus of Tony Owls provided the atmospheric soundtrack as Robert Nicholson slid back the sturdy sliding door to Farrowing House number 1. The second national lockdown was in full force. All around the farm, there was a crunchy dusting of snow on the ground, and Robert's inquisitive young sheepdog, Pip, was enjoying a good sniff around. As usual, Farmer Robert was in an upbeat mood. Filming had already begun for the new series of the popular Channel 5 show, Springtime on the Farm, and Robert was getting ready to present one of his regular live broadcasts to Cannon Hall Farm supporters via social media. He turned his phone to selfie mode, pressed the button to go live, and off he went. Good morning. I'm not going to speak too loudly, as the pigs have been out of the habit of people being around, so I'm just hanging back a little, so that Pip and I don't make them jump. It's a beautiful morning here. I'm on the right side of winter now. A couple of weeks beyond the shortest day of the year, and we're just beginning to see the difference. We're on a journey to better times, as the vaccine is rolled out, and I'm feeling positive for the future. No matter what's going on in the outside world, as any true Cannon Hall Farm fan will tell you, this little oasis in the heart of South Yorkshire has become an anchor in troubled times. And not just for the members of the Nicholson family who live there, with an ever-growing network of supporters who regularly tune in to Robert's broadcasts and millions of TV fans all around the world, catching up with life on Cannon Hall Farm is a real tonic for everyone. And in spring, life really steps up a gear. Introduction. A Farming Dynasty. On 9th of April 2018, the television programme Springtime on the Farm made its debut on Channel 5, celebrating the joys of the British countryside during springtime. It introduced us to the Nicholson family, the farmers who live and work at Cannon Hall Farm near Barnsley in South Yorkshire. Roger Nicholson heads up the family and comes from a farming dynasty that can be traced back to the 1600s. He has lived at Cannon Hall Farm ever since his father brought the 126-acre property at auction in 1958. Prior to their big move, the Nicholsons lived in Bankend Farm in the nearby village of Wisbredale, where several generations of the family worked the land and made their mark in the farming world. The farm was passed down from brother to brother, and from father to son, each of them maintaining the land, growing healthy crops, and caring for their animals. Roger's charismatic father, Charlie, was himself a highly respected stockman and made headlines for his prize-winning white bull, whose pedigree name was Fockerby Ringleader. As well as being a fine short-horned specimen, the bull was partial to a drink of beer and would happily swallow a pint after a country show victory, much to the amusement of spectators. The story actually made the local newspaper. Even back then, Charlie Nicholson could recognise the marketing potential of an interesting animal on a local farm. Although they had lived at Bankend Farm since 1798, the family rented most of their land, and what started out as a fairly sizable farm of 250 acres began to shrink as the land was sold off bit by bit because of compulsory purchase orders. Acres of beautiful farmland full of crops were sold off, and developers turned it into a housing estate and a local school. By the end of their time there, only 30 acres of the original plot remained, which, for the Nicholsons, wasn't viable to sustain a family business. A fresh start was needed. Roger was still at school when the family moved to their new home at Cannon Hall Farm, and although he intended to take over the family business one day, fate intervened when Charlie died suddenly of a heart attack in 1959. Soon after, Roger, then aged just 16, had to leave school and quickly learn how to make a living as a farmer so he could support himself and his mother, Renee. 3 years later, Roger met his future.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?